Tom Hendricks, our guest on the morning show from WRCO Radio. He's got a run with the retired Gold Wingers scheduled for this Sunday, in fact. Tom, first of all, tell us a little bit about why you originally thought about this, had the idea for organizing this.
Well, I've been a bike rider all my life. I started out with, with a little C70 motor dirt bike. It was just a little thing. Started out with that and ended up with a Gold Wing. I've had several bikes between there and Gold Wing. I just like riding. I just like to go out and get around this beautiful country to tour around on. It's probably the best area around to go for a ride. And I just like riding a motorcycle.
And so you've organized this with just, the benefit in mind, right?
Yeah, just the benefit in mind, kind of have fun and raise some money while doing it.
Uh-huh. And for the cause?
And for the cause, for Life with Grace. And I've lost most of my parents from it and all my relatives from cancer, and I just thought I'd try to give back a little bit, and who knows, maybe I'll end up with it someday, but I just like to give back a little bit since it's a good cause and it's people in the area that you're giving it to. It isn't people that you don't even know. It's like people you know, your neighbors and friends and relatives that you're giving the money back to anyway, so at least you know where it's going.
You bet. So you're working on maybe organizing this, getting a few people involved on Sunday. Can you tell us the times that you're looking at?
Well, we're going to leave at Honkers. It's right across the river in Muscadet. And we're going to leave from there in the parking lot and go from there to Rockton for chicken. And then when we get done eating, and we'll come back for dessert. I'll have, for appreciation, everybody that shows up, I'll give them some cake and ice cream at Sportsman's. That's right in town there, just... He owns both places, and he has that bar in town there. It's Mushroom Festival weekend, so they'll have a band there playing, too. So they'll have some entertainment, and we'll have some cake and ice cream for dessert.
It's a good time of year to do a little touring, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. If it warms up, it sounds like Saturday is going to be the first warm day for a while.
Right.
But we've had some pretty crazy weather this spring. It's either cold one day or warm the next, and you don't know how to dress anymore.
Not so good for riding a Gold Wing either when it's that windy,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, when it's that windy.
So you head there. Is there a little construction involved where you might have to take a detour on the way?
Yeah, we're going to have to, I don't know how many people know how to get to Rockton. Maybe they know a better ways to get there than I do, but I ended up getting lost last weekend just to find out about getting reservations there. Ended up going clear up to Cashton before I found my way around, but I found a small town road to go on. It's pretty simple then, but it was easy ride coming back. It's a heck of a lot shorter
right
going clear around to Cashton and come back through that way. But if people know their way around, they'll probably find it way to get there without having to go the way I did.
Right. But you can convoy everybody, kind of follow one another,
yeah,
so you'll be good.
Hopefully I'll find the road again when I get back up there again, but it's pretty simple once you get on that road to get to Rockton from there. Heck, a lot better than the way I went.
Do you need to know some numbers? You know, would you appreciate people maybe pre-registering or, you know, letting you know how many are going to be there?
Yeah, it'd be nice to know how many is going to show up, and if they want to go to the Rockton, they can order by phone, just call in, because that's the only way you can get dinner is order by phone, and it's in the phone book. I think it's 625-4395, but you can call that number and you order the chicken just before you leave, and then they'll have it ready for you when you get there.
That works out well. So you've done this how many times?
I've done it three times now.
Okay.
It's been fairly good. We get a few people to show up, and hopefully the weather will straighten up. I don't sound good for Sunday, but hopefully it ain't as bad as it sounds. But if
if you have plans, do you have plans if you do have to postpone maybe for another weekend or something then?
If it looks like it's going to rain all day, we'll postpone it. Mm-hmm. I'll let the radio station know that it's going to be postponed if it's going to be a bad all day, but hopefully it's just a shower that comes and goes, like it's been mostly that all spring.
All spring.
Kind of hit and miss.
Do you have to own a Gold Wing to be a part of the ride?
Heck no. Whatever kind of two-wheeler or four-wheeler you got, whatever you got, you like to ride it.
More the merrier.
Yeah, more the merrier. more that we can raise for Grace, the better, because it's a good cause and it helps a lot of people out. And that's what I'm mostly doing it for, is to help people out and have fun at the same time.
Do you pass the hat then, or how do you raise money for Grace, Tom?
I just take it when I get there. I thought I would charge about $10 a person to give to Walk with Grace. And then for appreciation, I'd give him some cake and ice cream when we get back from the ride, and for people that show up, go that route at Sportsman's. But it's hopefully the weather will be good, and it'll be a good day for it.
Yeah, well, we'll hope so too. Hopefully word of mouth, some people that have been there in the past will show up.
Oh, yeah, anybody that knows Rockton knows how good their chicken is. They've been doing it for years.
So you're starting at Honkers on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Could somebody meet you along the way as well, if they wanted to?
If they wanted to, they could meet along the way. We're going from there to Soldiers Grove, and then from Soldiers Grove to Viola, that route, and then head up to Rockton.
That should be a good route, and you know.
Oh yeah, it's all scenic route. It's all back roads. That's one thing I like about it, because it's all back roads. It isn't hardly any main highways. You cross main highways, but you don't go on it very much. And that's mostly what I like doing, is getting out in the backwoods and doing the backcountry, see some places I haven't seen for a while.
And you've owned Gold Wings for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Ever since I had my driver's license, that's probably over 40 years. I was a Gold Wing member for over 25 years and a lifetime member. And now that's all folded up, but I'm still a lifetime member of it. We get together every once in a while with the ones that are still alive. They don't have wings, Gold Wings anymore, but they still get together once a year or so, try to catch up on stuff, how they're doing.
That was a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. We went mostly on ice cream runs. We'd go all the different ice cream parlors and homemade ice creams, and a lot of these small mom-and-pop places would have ice cream, and that's what we did all the time we was there, go around and hit ice cream parlors.
Yeah, those were the best ones to go to, the mom and pop ones.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. You're hoping to do this for Grace, and you know, if it goes well, keep on doing it.
Yeah,
you know,
try to keep on doing it every year if I can, as long as I can.
Good.
We're going to meet there at Honkers at noon. So we'll leave there from Honkers at noon and go to Rockton. It'll take maybe an hour or so to get there. So just call in your order before you leave, and they'll have it ready for you when you get there.
And then on the way back, some free cake and ice cream at the end.
Right. That's the biggest thing Gold Wingers ever did, was have an ice cream. We would always go to different mom-and-pop places and have ice cream or pie or something kind of dessert, and that was our big thing. Instead of going out drinking from bar to bar, we just went out ice cream eating.
You didn't get in as much trouble that way.
Yeah, you don't get in much trouble that way. Can't get pulled over for eating ice cream, I don't think.
I don't think so, no. In case it makes you kind of woozy or something, maybe you would. But well, Tom, we wish you the best of luck. I know that we love promoting this for you, and we hope it goes well. We just encourage everybody, whether they're a Gold Winger or not, to come out and join you at noon on Sunday.
Just come for the fun, if nothing else. Basically what I'm doing it for is raise money and have some fun at the same time.
Well, good. Grace, thanks you for it, Tom. Good luck with your run this Sunday, then.
Well, thank you, Phil.
You bet. Tom Hendricks joining us on this portion of the morning show. If you need to get a hold of Tom, and if you have any questions, or if you'd like to let him know that you're coming on Sunday, his number is 608-739-4321.